Blog Talk Radio.
You have entered the Swinger State of Mind with your hosts, Frenchie, LaCrush Hart, and Trinity Blake.
And I love talking about sex. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Swing City Web Party with Swinger State of Mind. My name is Trinity Blake, caller from Dallas, Texas.
And I am LaCrush Hart from Brooklyn, New York, in the building now.
Oh, I used to love that song. It's not about a salary. It's all about reality. Was that the... I probably
should
have set up then.
Yeah.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, what's going on? Got Jay Peoples remote from Maryland. Maryland, as Crush calls it.
Yes, Maryland.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Jay. How's it going, ladies? How's y'all week been so far?
Good. We've been busy.
Right. We've been busy.
Everyone is
all the way to the very last second.
Literally
to the last
tonight,
second.
Yeah,
tonight
we were pushing it tonight. We thought it was going to be a slow roll, but because we're so awesome, we had to rethink things. But getting into that, how was my week so far? My week, first of all, started off with me being sick. After our last episode, folks, I went through a whole spell of being very sick from everything happening. But I had to get better because my debut show right here on the Full Face Network was going to happen. So I had to make sure that I was 102% by yesterday. 9 p.m. Eastern, and I did it. I was able to do that.
You've been sick all day. What are you talking about?
Well, I was nice yesterday, though. I was well enough to do the show.
Okay. That's good. That's all that matters. You got it done.
Right. I was well enough to do the show. And shout out to everybody that tuned in to the Honey Suite debut show. We had over 140 tuned in, according to my records. It was 140 tuned in. So shout out to the Swing City, which is now has become the official sponsor of Swinger State of Mind Chat Night. We have a web party going on at the swingcity.ning.com.
There you go. Action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely want to welcome everybody that's in the Swing City Rap. We want to remind you to click refresh to make sure your Blog Talk Radio is automatically playing. And I just removed the automatic stream from the bottom left, so you shouldn't have any interference at this point. So just give us a couple of seconds so we can fix that right quick, and then we'll tell you to hit refresh if you haven't already started to play this. Player, and we can get this started. Jay, how was the trip, Jay?
Hey, it's long. It's still going on. I'm still here. There's a lot of changes came about. I thought I was going to be back in Dallas today, and actually I have to stay like two or three more days. So that's kind of make it kind of hectic, but it's cool. It's cool. Just today was a warm day. It was in the 80s down here. But I've been fighting the 50s and 40s and cold. I was like, oh, I so want to go back to Texas where it's 80 and 90 degrees. I so miss Texas right now.
Whatever.
I do not miss the fall, and I can't even imagine being here in the winter. Oh, man, I don't miss winter. I don't miss winter, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Whatever. What about you, Trinity? What's going on your way?
Let's see. Well, I was on last night, so I had fun doing that. Sorry, I was a little distracted. The things that the player isn't playing automatically on the website.
I got it. But
I went to the studio today. Remember, I did my little studio time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of fun, the studio time. And I think you guys are going to be excited what comes out of that. I tried to call you, Crush, but you weren't coherent.
Right.
I was like, I just spoke to you. He was like, huh? But other than that, I've been working. Tonight is you know, the debate on domestic policy.
Yeah,
so
it
just started. So if I'm a little distracted, I'll tell y'all why. You know, I hope everybody's keeping up with that. Yeah, I'm a swinger, but I like to be well informed as well. So if you are on Swinger State of Mind tonight and the Swing City, make sure when you get off, you can go to Google and pull it up, and I'm sure they'll play the whole thing for you. Then you can kind of listen to it at your demand.
Right.
You might get a little upset with it, you know, while you're listening to it.
Right.
And call the Swing State of Mind to express yourself. If you're upset about it, call us and tell us about it.
And on that note, 805-830-8320. Press that 1 to talk, and that number again is 805-830-8320.
There you go.
So on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into our show, right? Y'all with me?
All right. There you go.
Okay, all right. Don't be yelling at me.
Get it popping, girl. Get it popping. Let it go.
Yep, that's what I thought too.
The fuck?
I can always sing something a cappella.
Well, the computer's not working. Okay. It keeps putting me out. I don't know why.
Took a break. How about that?
Maybe it's not because like to play a song.
What
happened? I'd like to give a shout out, if that's possible.
But we like for my computer to work. Why does it keep putting me on mute? All right, let's go to our break now. And I can't go to our break because it keeps putting me on mute.
Technical difficulties. I'd like to give a special shout out to the Lions Den for all the love they showed the weekend at their event to UPF and Swinger State of Mind. You know, I always have a great time when I go up and mingle with my folks on the East Coast. I had a great time. I had an outstanding venue. And it's just love all up on Maryland. Yeah.
What else do you do?
With all that I do? I drink some port wine. I bought a big bottle of port wine, and I don't know if you guys have ever had port wine. It is excellent wine. It's excellent wine. And I bought it for the founder of the Lion's Den, the female lioness, and I didn't know that she didn't drink at all, really. So she tried to taste it, and she was like, oh, well, I feel you can't drink this. So I drank that, and I got real tipsy, got very, very tipsy, and went to sleep. You know me, Trinity. I will find a spot, and I will go to sleep quick. So,
wow, you are about that life right there.
No, I'm about that life. I'm gangster.
Wow.
But it was a nice party, though. It was a very, very nice party. It was they had flogging and all of that stuff. It was a very nice party. It was an experience. A lot of people there, a lot of attractive people there, a lot of activities, a lot of play. great food, plenty of drink, you know what I mean, nice music. It was all around nice, very nice. They always throw nice parties, so I've never had a bad time whenever I've been to one of their functions, so.
Okay, great. Cool. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and play a song. Let's see if I can do it, since, you know, Crush couldn't do it.
Listen, I feel some type of way right now. Go ahead. Tell us what you got.
Drop it like it's hot.
I'm trying to drop it like it's hot. Yeah. Something
it's
like
really
that.
Acted up. All right, I'm going to play a random song. I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to press play, and we're going to come back. How about that?
Yes.
Woo! It's magic.
I don't know what happened. It was working fine a minute ago. Okay, nothing's
that
playing right now.
Bad.
Nothing's
no,
really playing right
imagination?
Now.
Imagination?
Huh?
You know what?
Nothing's playing right now. Literally, nothing's playing right now.
But we just don't have to talk.
All right. Well,
there you go.
That's what we do.
There you go. I know what I did.
To BTR. We love us some BTR, regardless of how they treat us. We love BTR.
Right. Well, tonight is basically the Swing City web show. And even though it might sound like we just, you know, kind of threw it together, we can do that because tonight is our chill out. We're trying to stay relaxed. We got the debate on. That can get kind of heated, like I was telling Crush. We have a state fair in Texas. So do they have a state fair in New York, Crush?
I don't know.
What?
State Carnival. Fair in New York.
We have a little carnival that comes to town. I wouldn't know.
Nah, they don't. They don't do the state fair in New York like that, like they do in Texas.
Oh, well, you know, in Texas, they do it really, really big. So the most popular item that they have at the Texas State Fair is the turkey leg.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey leg costs 18 tickets. And 18 tickets, you basically get 18 tickets, and you get two tickets, so it's like 50 cents a ticket. So it's like a $9 turkey leg. And you can get, like, a $3 to $6 beer.
Mm.
I need to be selling some turkey legs at State Fair. Apparently, I am in the wrong line of business. But, you know, I do like the fair. Have you? But, you know, the fair is always full of freaky, freaky people.
Mm.
You know, so, like, would any of you ever have sex with, like, a traveling circus member?
No. Have you?
I was about to say, I bet you have.
Right, have you?
No, actually,
that
I haven't.
Not been on my, I gotta say, cause that has not been on my bucket list at all.
No, I mean, I did have sex with a midget, but she wasn't in the circus.
Wow.
Look, oh.
Really? Really? Did you just stand there?
That one alone?
Well, you know, I just want to throw it out. The type of stuff we're going to be talking about tonight, it is just a big orgy time. You know, we threw you guys a loop, and apparently Blog Talk Radio is throwing us a slight loop. So,
yeah.
Crush, I think we'll start with the first question. We just put out a lot of questions.
Uh-huh.
If you have any questions from Swing City, type it in. If you want to call us, dial 805-830-8320. And as you guys type stuff in the Swing City, we're going to be reading it. And no, I did not have sex with the bearded lady, Honey Pod. She was a midget, not a bearded lady.
Wow.
Midget
so, Crush,
had
I guess
to go
we'll, let start off, we'll let you start off first, and we'll just start with the top question that you and I listed and go down from there.
Okay. Well, that's how we're going to do. The first question of the night is, ladies and gentlemen, what is the obsession with shoes? Why do women and some men have so many shoes? What happened to the one pair of black, the one pair of white, the one pair of brown, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Now, me personally, I really do have just one pair of black, one pair of white, one pair of brown. But they're all white, other than they're all black. So what do you think, Jay? Are you obsessed with shoes?
I'm obsessed. You know, I'm from New York, so I'm obsessed with Tim's. You know what I mean? I got to get a new set of Tim's, like, all the time. But I guess it's just, you know, the new fashions and everything. And then, you know, you have so many people that have, for ladies at least, you have so many men that have the foot fetish and stuff like that. And I think it may fall in line with that. You know, they just want some compliments, want somebody to say, oh, I like your shoes, and ooh, your toes are so pretty, and just things like that. You know what I mean? Just keeping up with the trends and the times, you know, evolve. That one pair of brown, one pair of black, that was like back in the day when that's all you needed. Now you have so many different outfits and so many different places to go, you know what I mean? That brown shoe may not match that brown dress to the T for the occasion that you need to be, you know what I mean?
Right. So. Because they got 18 shades of brown. It's like, seriously?
Exactly.
It's not the same color brown. Now you can't even put your white shoes up at a certain time. You know, it used to be after a certain month, don't wear your white shoes. Now you're just all screwed up, like.
Oh, yeah, there's no season for
like,
no colors right now, all year round.
Like, that's not yellow no more. That's protruding from stuff.
It's
like, what?
It's yellow, like.
Ooh, and you know what it is? Black folks, I know me personally, we always stress the fact that we got to coordinate. We got to coordinate. Mm-hmm. Everything got to match everything. However, what's up with the over-accessories? Like, okay, you have on a Gucci top, Gucci pants, Gucci socks, Gucci shoes. But then you have to have on Gucci glasses, Gucci headband, Gucci bangles.
Yeah,
it's like you just like, but you just have on this stuff like because Gucci made a gold tooth, you're gonna have a Gucci gold tooth come out. But it's just like you just overdoing it, right? You just overdoing it with the accessories.
Hey, they are walking commercials, like really, unbelievable.
Gucci. But you know what? We used to do that when we was younger too. Like you used to have like the different color socks, and if you was wearing red and white. You have on a red pair of socks and a white pair of socks. I used to do that when I was younger.
Yes, and you used to roll them like the little twos, the bubbles.
The little slouch socks, that's what they were called. Slouch socks, you pull them down, and, you know, you had the different colors. So you always had to coordinate, you know. We was wearing the color scheme, red, white, and blue, then you did it up with red, white, and blue. Yeah. But I wore a uniform to school, so I don't know.
That must be a Brooklyn thing.
What?
We didn't do that up.
Oh, God.
We didn't do that in the Bronx.
We didn't do that up in the Bronx.
Y'all didn't do that in the Bronx? The slouching,
nah,
like, you know, we had on a...
Well, you know, Jay was born in 1959.
That's all right. Me and the gunslinger held it down in New York.
Triple stack gooses and stuff. Ooh, girl, we just had a flashback. Let me stop. Moving on.
Like, is that war?
What is that?
You don't need a t-shirt. Don't you have a layer between that and your skin?
Ooh, no.
I remember doing it. I was born in 77.